This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Denton. What kind of news do we have?
Well, we had a good weekend for Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
He's five away now from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. He scored yesterday against Buffalo. Unfortunately for the Caps, it was not in a winning effort. They're 3 points behind Winnipeg for the best record and most points in the NHL. But you're getting closer and closer. He's five away from breaking it. So if what Ted told you earlier, I guess a month ago now, is correct, they're going to start traveling. Wayne and the commissioner right. are going to start traveling with the Caps.
That's right. So because it was five games from, I think, the record. There's no way it'd be five from tying the record. They want to be there when he breaks the record. So this would be the moment they start rolling with the Caps.
So that's going to be fun to see, and you're going to get a lot more, I think, hopefully, attention on this record. You should. It's an insane record. So I would hope that nationally people start paying more attention to it.
Don't you think they are? I think this is a massive story, sports story.
I think it should be bigger than it is.
Well, I think people will be in a couple of when he gets to within two or three or whatever.
I think three is when it should be.
When he's playing a game in which the next goal, that's the problem, is if he's within two or three, he could do it in one game.
He can do one game, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like covering, you know, a hitting streak or a home run record where you can just cut to the at bats. You know, ESPN can break in, or on ESPN2 break in with the at bats. I mean, you have no concept of when he's going to score.
Right.
So, all right.
Break in for everything. Nats get their first win on Sunday, 5-1 over the Phillies. Mitchell Parker pitched 6 1/3. He struck out 5 on 7 hits.
Yeah, good job from them. Saturday was rough again.
bullpen is struggling.
Yeah, starting pitching wasn't terrible. Jake Irvin was fine. I think he gave up, was it 2 earned runs in that game Saturday? They lost 11-6 on Saturday. Hold on. I think the start was decent. It was the bullpen that blew up.
Yeah, through the first six innings of bullpen play, they had like 15 earned runs. It was awful.
Right. So, not great. And then yesterday, nice for them to at least take one of the three with Philadelphia before they head to, I think, Toronto next.
Yeah, they're in Toronto today. First pitch at 7:07.
So let's look at what would be the big takeaways from three of the 162 games.
Should we start looking at playoffs, or is it too early?
Well, no, but you would say they got three really nice to very strong starting pitching performances. Mackenzie Gore, brilliant. Parker yesterday, outstanding. And Jake Irvin, pretty good.
And you don't really have to worry about Patrick Corbin. Like, I know that sounds kind of mean, but it's true. You don't have to worry about Patrick Corbin anymore.
Was worried about him? You mean worried about him pitching?
Yeah, about him pitching. Yeah. Like, you don't have to. It's not like every fifth game is going to be in trouble anymore. Right. So I think that's been the probably the most positive takeaway.
So I just went to look at the box score yesterday because he did not have a hit in either of his first two games. Dylan Cruz now on the season is 0-for. He's 0-for-11.
He made a great, I don't know if it was Saturday or yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Great defensive play.
Oh, defensive
yesterday.
Play. Okay.
Yeah, he I think it a shot bounced off of the wall and he was quick to get it, find it, and then chucked it to second for an out. So no hit yet, but the defense is on display early.
Okay.
And then, like we said, they got three games with Toronto starting today, and then they're home for a stretch.
Can you share with me, and if you don't know the answer to this, that's fine, but what was I reading over the weekend about when Judge had three home runs and the Yankees opened up that game on Friday with back-to-back-to-back home runs, what is it with their bats?
So I was going to bring this up. They have what is called torpedo bats. So if you look at the picture of their bats, Aaron Judge is not using one. By the way, that is something to keep in mind. Aaron Judge is not. He is using a normal bat. He does not need a torpedo bat. But the barrel of the bat is larger than most. It kind of like the shaft of the bat is normal.
I'm looking at it right now.
And then it's like
legal?
Something stuck in it. And it's legal. It's perfectly legal. Apparently, the Yankees are not the first one to have done this. It's funny. I actually had Tim Kirkchin on the betting show that I did yesterday, and we were talking about this, and he said the Yankees are not the first person or first team to have done this, but because the Yankees are doing it, it's getting a lot more attention. It is perfectly legal according to the Major League Baseball rules, but looks weird.
What are the results? I mean, are we seeing increased power, increased batting average? Are the numbers up with this bat or
not? I don't
not?
Think there's enough to fully be able to tell. At least with the
Yankees. But I thought you said it's been used before.
It has been used before, but I don't know that it had been used in a way that was heavily monitored, if that makes sense, because it had only been small sample sizes. So we'll see how long the Yankees use it and if anyone else starts to use it. If they're still using it by, like, we'll say the Memorial Day time frame, I feel like you'd have a much better idea of what kind of impact it's actually having.
Okay.
But it does look weird. It looks really, really goofy. How about a little bit of breaking DC high school basketball news? Steve Turner, the Gonzaga head coach, announces on Twitter after 26 years, he is leaving to take the head job at Mount Verde Academy in Florida. That is where Cooper Flagg played. Derek Queen played there. I think at one point in time, guys like Andrew Wiggins played there.
It's been a massive
powerhouse. So it stinks that he's leaving, but that's a huge get for Coach Turner.
Yeah, I like Steve, and I think he's been an outstanding coach. And he's been at Gonzaga. He's been a Gonzaga person. Let's see, did they tweet something out? Oh, yeah, here's his statement just from a little while ago. To my Gonzaga family, it is with deep appreciation and utmost respect for this amazing community that I share this news. At the end of the 2024-2025 basketball season, I was offered an opportunity to take my career to a new level as the next head coach of the boys varsity national basketball team at Mont Verde Academy in Florida. I've decided to accept the offer. Although this opportunity presented itself quickly, I did not make my decision lightly. I've spent half of my life on I Street, committed to serving as a man for others. I've given my heart and soul to Gonzaga for 26 years, and in turn, Gonzaga has helped to shape me into the coach, mentor, father, and person that I am today. I will be forever grateful to my colleagues, students, parents, yada, yada, yada. Gonzaga will always have a special place in my heart. Steve Turner, wow. He's been a part of DC basketball for a long time, and that's, you know, on the high school level, a lot of you don't follow it, a lot of you couldn't care less about it. This is a big job in the best top to bottom basketball conference in the country. Mont Verde is more of an academy, a basketball sports academy, and they play much more of a national schedule. Not that Gonzaga doesn't have a national part of their schedule be national, but good luck to Coach Turner. Wish him all the best.
You're going to get a lot of money to build a team there. I just want to share.
I'll find out. I can't tell you what the answer is in terms of the difference in compensation between Mont Verde and Gonzaga. I would assume that it's significant. I don't know.
To build a team.
I'm sorry?
To build a team, you'll get a lot more money. I mean, they had Ben Simmons. They had RJ Barrett at the time, Kate Cunningham, like all of the really, really good
players. High schools now are paying out NIL money. You know, not just the academies, but a lot of the private schools in particular in a lot of different, you know, metro areas, big-time basketball schools.
Big time all baseball schools. Good revenue split, apparently, at Monteverde. How about more coaching news? This time in college football, Frank Reich is going to be the interim head coach at Stanford. They fired their head coach, Troy Taylor. Andrew Luck, that was his first like big decision as the general manager, and it was announced today that Frank Reich, who coached Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, is going to be the interim head coach at Stanford, which means, Kevin, we get the classic ACC showdown between Frank Reich and Stanford and Bill Belichick and UNC.
Oh, yeah. I mean, historical. Well, first of all, that means Tavita Pritchard stays in Washington as the quarterback's coach as it relates to our team, because he was reportedly a candidate for the job. Man, you know, Frank Reich's a Terp. I love Frank Reich. He's responsible for one of the greatest Maryland moments ever, which was a football moment, down 31-0 at halftime against Miami in the Orange Bowl, a Miami team quarterbacked by Bernie Kosar. Stan Gelbaugh struggled. Frank Reich comes in the second half and leads the, at the time, the largest comeback in NCAA college football history, from 31-0 down to a 42-40 win. His touchdown pass to Greg Hill to give Maryland the lead in the fourth quarter, I mean, is such a dramatic moment, called by the great Mike Patrick, who was, of course, you know, a college football, college basketball voice for so many years on ESPN and ABC, and before that, a big part of the ACC network, basketball and football. And then, of course, led the biggest comeback in the history of the NFL at the time, when he brought Buffalo back, coming in for Jim Kelly in a playoff game against Warren Moon and the Houston Oilers. How about being down at the break, 31-3, I think it was, and coming, leading them all the way back to victory? I think Frank Reich, and I've thought this, I'm surprised it didn't work out at Indianapolis. I thought he would be an outstanding coach, and, you know, I think it just wasn't the right fit for whatever reason. They certainly did not have the best quarterback situation, but interesting. Frank Reich. I'm trying to think. Did he coach in college at any point?
To my knowledge, he has not.
I'm pulling up his resume.
He's coached at a lot of different NFL places, but I don't even know that he was an assistant at the collegiate level.
Philly's really where he, you know, got the rep for being a really strong X's and O's offensive coordinator. Oh, okay. So, no, never. This will be his first college deal. I said Indy. I meant Carolina, with the messed up owner. I mean, that was a dysfunctional situation for him. A
little bit.
Indy didn't end great for him, but, you know, getting that opportunity at Carolina and working for the Panthers owner did not go well. But no, he's never been in college coaching. Never been in college coaching.
That's a different beast. I am very, very happy, just selfishly, that Andrew Luck is like back in the fold of football. He was long one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Wait a minute. Is he the GM?
He's the GM there. Yeah. So he is kind of running shop. I think he's brilliant. So the fact that he's back in the fray is
fantastic. And the fact that he picked and was probably a big part of picking Frank Reich tells you what he thinks of Frank Reich.
Yes. Yeah. Because Frank Reich coached him in Indianapolis both as a head coach, and I believe he might have. No, he did not.
Was he the head coach when?
Yeah, he was the head coach when Andrew Luck retired.
What year did Andrew? I mean, it's been a while now since he retired.
Right. But he was the coach from Indianapolis from 2018 to 2022.
Okay.
So then they brought him in to the
Carson Wentz was his starter for a while. Wasn't he?
He was. Well, a year.
a year. And that was the final
He went 27-7 though, Kevin. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I don't know if you
But
knew
I mean
that.
The reason that they ended up trading for Carson Wentz was the relationship that Reich had with Wentz, and then it didn't work at Indy.
And because
and then, of course,
Luck
Washington came in and paid top dollar for him.
Love that.
Wow, that name, was that name even listed last week?
No, not at all. I don't know how many people were really paying super duper close attention to, you know, potential.
Well, we talked about it last
like
week
that.
Because of Tavita Pritchard.
Right, we cared about it because of Tavita Pritchard. But outside of that, I don't know how many people. If there was a laundry list of names of rumored guys for Stanford. Also, you didn't mention this in the first segment. I have to. Are you going to pay any attention to some of the tweets about the Maryland opening from former players that want the job?
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had about Steve Blake here.
Steve Blake, apparently Gravis Vasquez interested in it as well. I mean, Steve Blake, to his credit, does have coaching experience.
Right.
But not everybody's J.J.
Blake
Redick.
Has minimal experience. Wasn't he on the Phoenix staff and Portland staff briefly?
And he's coaching, I think, his son's high school
team. An assistant coach
right now
in high school.
Right, but not everybody can pull the J.J. Redick, you know, AAU 8U to the Lakers kind of a deal. I like what Steve Blake is getting at. If he wants to come back and be a part of the program in some capacity, I think that would be cool. I don't know that you want to go hire him as the next. That would be very unorthodox.
Let me just tell you, I'm not against considering any of this stuff because I think we're, you know, for many years now, we're living, you know, through a time in which there are a lot of completely out-of-the-box hires. You know, I don't know where it started. Maybe John Lynch is a general manager, you know, kind of out of nowhere. You know, Redick's a good example. You have to be, in terms of understanding, you know, you got to have somebody that's making that call that is really, really a sharp basketball and people person. If you're going to go that route, you have to feel like, my God, this is untapped. You know, as an NBA assistant coach in Phoenix and Portland, he learned a little bit, but really the college game is not super similar to the NBA game in a lot of different ways. Like, I said this about Tim Legler. Tim was an outstanding and has been an outstanding AAU basketball coach, both women's and men's, you know, and put several players into major college programs, including, Miles Powell at Seton Hall. For Kevin Willard, coached a bunch of D1 players. And I just think that his acumen in terms of X's and O's, because he's still in the game, is really high. It's really hard, though, man, to hire somebody who doesn't have any head coaching experience. Steve Blake, all-time legend, has never, he was an assistant in the NBA, and what I read, he's the assistant coach at his son's high school basketball team.
That is correct.
Assistant,
yes, not head coach. Yeah.
That is a big leap to hire. That's not just out of the box. I mean, that is coming up from, you know, deep in the bowels of somewhere where you're taking a massive, massive risk. And he hasn't been a head coach anywhere. Was Redick at least a head coach at the AAU level?
For his 8-year-old son, yes.
Oh, his 8-year-old son. Okay. Well, that's crazy, too.
The thing with Redick, he was doing television and all that sort of stuff.
I bet J.J. Redick and Steve Blake's NBA careers, in terms of the number of teams and the number of years they played, are pretty comparable. Blake was in the NBA
Blake was in the NBA forever. And Steve Blake. He played with
Steve Blake. 19. Was drafted by the Wizards, second round, 2003, right? And his final team in the NBA was in 2016. So he played 14 seasons in the NBA with 8 different teams. And then he finished with the Sydney Kings in Sydney, Australia, in the Australia Men's Basketball League in 2016, 9 years ago. So J.J. Redick was in the NBA. For 15 years.
15 years and on 6 teams.
Yeah.
They might have been teammates in Milwaukee. No, they just missed each other. I just thought that was interesting, and it garnered a little bit of attention. I got 2 more things.
I mean, you think about that, and Dwayne Simpkins does not have sort of the legend wrapped around him that Blake does. Blake was a national champion, okay? He was a great college player, 4-year starter. Dwayne Simpkins, 4-year starter, and was an outstanding player on Gary Williams' first tournament teams. Played at DeMatha, and he has been grinding away for years coaching. high school basketball, assistants at colleges, and then got the gig at AU, his first college head coaching job in 2023, and just finished his second season in which AU won the Patriot League tournament, won Patriot League regular season, and went to the NCAA tournament. Lost in that play-in game. His best player got hurt. Would have been nice to see them at least advance to the next round. So he's got a million times more experience than Blake. But I'm not against, you know, those kinds of hires. But you, like, as a Maryland person, I want to know that the person that makes that choice is a super smart, sharp, you know, basketball mind. And, by the way, understands people, you know, and the kind of person he would be is the front face of your, in many ways, part of the front face of your university. Yeah. You who else? So Blake and Vass. So Gravis put his name into that too?
Quote tweeted. I don't know if he said that he wanted the job, but he quote tweeted Blake's tweet and said that we need some real Maryland blood on the staff. I think him being hired on the staff would be a good move, but not in that head coaching spot.
So there was a player who played for Maryland for Gary in the late 90s, Sarunas Jasikevičius, Lithuanian, became a Lithuanian and, by the way, a EuroLeague legend. I mean, just a phenomenal career in professional basketball in Europe. He was a good player at Maryland. He could really shoot. It came off the bench and then was eventually a starter on a couple, I would say, two Sweet 16 teams, maybe three Sweet 16 teams he was on at Maryland. And he has been coaching in the, you know, in Europe forever and is considered a phenomenal coach. I want to say that he may have been on an NBA staff because he did play with the Pacers in the NBA for a few years when he finally came over to the NBA after playing in Europe for much of his career. Somebody like that would be interesting to me because he has been successful not only as a player internationally, but as a, you know, as a coach. And I wonder, you know, how many international players they could start swinging for and bringing to College Park, like, you know, a Gonzaga does, or, you know, a St. Mary's does, that kind of a thing. All right, what else?
Two actors passed away this weekend. Richard Chamberlain at 90 years old, Crispin Glover at 92 years old. Any file on those two?
No, not a big one. I mean, I know who, I certainly know who Richard Chamberlain is, but I'm not going to sit here and give you his, you know, movie thing. And Crispin Glover?
He's in the James Bond movies.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really seen a lot of the James Bond movies.
I've seen most of them. I know he is, yeah.
Final thing here. This is more trivia than anything.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Kristen, that's Crispin Glover? He was in a bunch of movies. What's the movie I'm thinking of? Was he in Back to the Future? Wasn't he the father in Back to the Future?
Could be.
Yes. Yeah, he was. George McFly. He was George McFly in the original Michael J. Fox first Back to the Future. All right. What else?
Not that Crispin Glover, I don't think. Because the guy that died was 92.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was Bruce Glover? I don't know. I saw Crispin Glover that he had died.
You said Crispin Glover.
Oh, it was Bruce Glover. The headline I read said Crispin Glover.
We killed off the wrong guy.
We killed the wrong guy.
What are you
Sorry
doing?
To Crispin Glover.
The That's headline, my job.
The headline I read said Crispin Glover, but they showed his dad. I was like, yeah, the dad looks 92. But they said, I don't know why they would do that in the headline. You got to lead it with Bruce Glover.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know who Bruce Glover is looking at him. I'm not familiar with all of his work. Okay.
I'm proud of myself for
the first
time.
Rest in peace, both Richard Chamberlain and Bruce Glover.
It took me nearly 10 years in radio to accidentally kill somebody off during a news segment, so I'm proud of myself. I have a trivia question for you to end this off. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So this is the first Final Four since 2008 that it's been all number one seeds.
Right.
Can you name the top scorer in that 2008 NCAA tournament without Googling? I would be
okay,
stunned.
So it was Kansas and Memphis in the final, correct?
Kansas and Memphis, UNC and UCLA were the two other one seeds.
It was what's-his-face from Memphis.
I need a little bit more before I can give you the correct answer.
Am I right, though?
It is a Memphis player, correct.
Yeah, it's the point guard from Memphis. Why am I blanking?
Are you thinking of Derrick Rose?
No, I'm thinking of the guy that came after Derrick Rose. They beat Maryland that year in the second round, I'm pretty sure.
It is Chris Douglas Roberts.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of. Not who I was thinking of.
Yeah, Chris Douglas Roberts, who played. He did play a little bit in the NBA, not a lot of it, but a little bit in the NBA.
Derrick Rose was not on that team. That was the.
Derrick Rose was on that Memphis team.
He was on that Memphis team?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm thinking. Then it was the next year. Who was the point guard that replaced him? That's who I was thinking of.
On the 09 Memphis Tigers?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull up the 09 Memphis Tigers.
I got it. Here, hold on.
Oh, you're thinking Tyreke Evans.
Tyreke Evans is who I was thinking of.
Yeah, no, not Tyreke Evans. Chris Douglas Roberts was the guy that had like an entire page of the Bible tattooed on his arm.
Oh.
That was one of my first introductions to tattoos, and I was like, that's a big tattoo on his arm. So that's how I always remember Chris Douglas Roberts.
That was a great national championship game.
Not if you were a Memphis player at the free throw line.
No, right.
I think they missed about 15 free throws that day.
So the other teams in that final. Hold on. Here, I just started to pull it up. And
that UCLA team had Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love.
Oh, it was the Kevin Love team?
Yeah.
And Westbrook team?
That's a crazy roster. And a UNC might, I think that might have been a Ty Lawson team. It was definitely a Hansbrough team.
It was definitely a Tyler Hansbrough, yeah, Ty Lawson Hansbrough team. Hansbrough. Definitely. Those years were.
Might have had John Henson on there as well.
I don't know if that was John Henson.
Time.
God, his arms were long. But I want to say that Kansas barely beat Steph Curry in the Sweet 16. Hold on.
That was the year before Steph went super crazy, right?
Kansas beat Davidson in the Elite Eight that year.
Oh, so that was the year that Steph that went
was the,
crazy.
That was the year they beat Georgetown. The year before was the year that they lost to Maryland in the first round, but Steph had 34 in that game. Game was in Buffalo. And I remember going, oh my God, we cannot stop this dude. So he was only a junior, I guess, at that point. And he had 34, and Maryland barely hung on to beat them. Actually, I think they pulled away late, and then they lost to Butler in the next round. But the next year, they beat Davidson, beat Gonzaga as a 10 seed, beat Georgetown in a 2-10 game. Georgetown was a 2-seed that year, beat Wisconsin, the 3-seed, and lost 59-57 to Kansas in the Elite Eight. And then Kansas went on to win the whole thing. They beat North Carolina badly, and then the overtime championship win over Memphis.
That was Steph's worst game, too. We only had 25 points against Kansas.
He had 25 of the 57?
That was 57. Yeah. He had 33, 30, and 40 in the other matchups.
I remember a conversation I had with Ernie. Tommy and I were out because they had just hired Flip Saunders.
Yes.
And so we were doing the show from Capital One or MCI Center. And we had Ernie on the show. And then afterwards, Ernie was hanging out and we were talking. And by the way, everybody, even to this day, Ernie was a really, really good guy. I mean, for those of you that said, yeah, whatever, doesn't matter to me. Okay, I get it. But he was a good guy. By the way, made a lot of great trades. Drafting was the problem. But I do remember specifically, like, just having this 45-minute conversation hanging out with Ernie, talking about the upcoming draft. And he told me, he said, the guy that we're not going to be able to get that I want is James Harden. He thought Harden was going to be an all-time great NBA scorer. I remember him saying. And I'm like, really? He plays so slow. Like I was like, but, and then I said to him, I said, I think the guy that's going to be really good out of this draft is Steph Curry. And he goes, he's not athletic. He's not quick. He's not strong. And I'm like, yeah, but his release is so lightning quick and he's deadly. So we were both right on that day. But remember, they had number 5 overall, and they traded that for you know, a few a few players, Mike Miller and, oh God, who else did he trade?
Wasn't it Randy Foy?
Randy Foy, Mike Miller. Yeah. Because basically Abe was up there. They made the coaching change and they wanted to be a competitive team right away. And they traded to Minnesota, and Minnesota took Ricky Rubio. I'm pretty sure that was, yeah, Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, and then I think Minnesota literally like two picks later took Johnny Flynn ahead of Steph Curry.
Yeah, they did take Flynn. So Minnesota got the fifth pick, Etan Thomas, Sangalia, Pesharov, great pick, Ernie, in exchange for Randy Foy and Mike Miller, and they used the fifth pick to select Ricky Rubio. And yes, to your point, Minnesota had the next pick, picked Johnny Flynn from Syracuse before Steph Curry.
I don't care what anybody says.
Blake Griffin
says.
Was one overall. Hasheem Thabeet from UConn was number two overall.
Yeah, swing and a miss there. I loved Darius Sangalia here. I thought he was a mid-range
I thought
king.
He was good, too. He had a lot of back issues.
He did, but a nice pick and pop at the elbow. Darius Sangalia was money.
He was a good player at Wake Forest. Really good player at Wake Forest. Could really had great feel for the game, could shoot it, but he had all those lower back issues. He had multiple surgeries. I remember that. That draft, listen to this, okay? Blake Griffin 1, Harden 3, Tyreke Evans went 4, talking about Tyreke Evans.
He went Rookie of the Year.
Ricky Rubio 5, Steph Curry 7, DeMar DeRozan 9, Drew Holiday, I mean, still playing at 17, Jeff Teague, he had a good career. Just looking through the
podcaster
names here.
Now. There were a lot of good players. Because even some guys that maybe... Remember Eric Maynor? He was supposed to be the great backup to John Wall.
VCU, right?
Yeah, VCU. Him, Ramon Sessions, Ty Lawson, Brandon Jennings. List
Ramon
of great
Sessions
point guards that were supposed
Brandon
to...
Brandon Jennings played here. Yeah. Or are you talking about the guys that played
They're
here?
Supposed to be the backup to John Wall that took the Wizards over the hump. And
I actually thought Ramon
out.
Sessions did a pretty good job as the backup during some of those playoff runs.
I do, too. Every time he got to the rim, though, it felt like magnets were pulling his limbs in different directions.
Yeah. But I'll never forget Ernie just saying, James, he looks, you know, slow motion, the whole thing. He's going to be one of the great scorers ever. And do you remember, I could be wrong about this, he wasn't like an unbelievable scorer at Arizona State.
No, he was not. But you saw like elements of some of the things he did really, really well.
So the year before he came out, he averaged 20 points a game.
I don't think their team very good. I don't think their team was very good.
I don't think so either. I think maybe
so
if they got to the tournament,
the
they lost early.
Yeah.
He averaged 17.8 as a freshman. He averaged 20.1. as a sophomore before coming out. I just remember Arizona State and all the talk about Harden. He always looked like he was stumbling and bumbling, and he looked slow and unathletic. He could shoot, but he had those floaters. But Ernie, like, if we were a little bit higher, we'd be taking James Harden. And I said, what about Steph Curry? And he goes, he's slight. He's going to get muscled around. Oh, the question also, that whenever you're talking about an NBA prospect who can score, who is he going to guard? Who can he guard? That's what they always ask. Well, it didn't really matter because he's never been able to guard, and it doesn't matter because he's one of the greatest that's ever lived.
Really good.
All right.
That's all I got for you.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on that. Flip Saunders.
And Chris Douglas Roberts.
We had a lot of people resting in peace that shouldn't be resting in peace yet because they're still alive. But we got the people that actually died.
Go us.
All right. We'll talk some Sweet 16. We'll see if Adam Peters has spoken. I believe he has. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Adam Peters down at the league meetings today was held a, I guess, an informal press conference, I guess you would describe it. And he had some things to say, first of all, about Terry McLaurin and perhaps a contract extension.
Watch on. Is it about time to get the Terry deal done? Where are we at?
Ooh, good question.
Where are we on
well,
the Terry
We love
o'clock?
Terry. Love Terry. And, you know, we've had some really good conversations with his representatives. We're going to keep those in-house, Kay. That's okay. That's what Sean told me to
I'm
say.
I'm reading the body language, though. I don't know. You're but, feeling good. It's trending in a positive
but
direction.
But we really, you know, we want to make Terry commander for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, that should be coming next. You don't want him to get to the beginning of this season and then have unrestricted free agency in sight. Nobody wants that. I don't think you'll get to it. I would certainly think at this point that the odds of Terry McLaurin signing a contract extension, which, by the way, also gives Washington even more flexibility with respect to this year's cap number. But that just makes sense. You know, nobody's not thinking out there that Terry McLaurin, if he walked in free agency at the end of the 2025 season, that would be okay. And the good news is, with Terry McLaurin, you really feel like, you know, he is reasonable. He wants to be here. Not just wants to be here, loves being here. He loved being here with the last regime. So imagine how he feels now that the fit is perfect, now that he has a quarterback, that he is still, you know, I think this would be at 30 years old, this would be the last big contract. You know, this is going to be a four-year extension somewhere in that neighborhood, I would guess. I'm all for it. This would be the one thing right now in the conversation about our football team that there is no debate on, right? Is anybody saying, I wouldn't give him an extension? Nope.
I'd draft a receiver. I'd try to find a rookie, you know, number one. I'd go after, you know, I'd still look at T. Higgins. Well, T. Higgins not anymore. No, this is overwhelmingly something that everybody agrees with. So what's he going to get? That's an interesting question. Right now, he's at $23.2 million per year. All right, that's what his current deal is. That puts him at 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th in the NFL among receivers in terms of AAV. Of course, we have seen here in the last couple of weeks, Ja'Marr Chase hit the $40 million mark per year. Even T. Higgins, a number two, is at basically $29 million a year. Ayuk got $30 million last year. He was 26. I'd say if you're Terry, it's got to be near $30 million a year, don't you?
Probably north of that. I would imagine he gets a little bit more than what DK Metcalf got with Pittsburgh, you would think. So maybe 31. Well,
what did DK Metcalf get with Pittsburgh again?
He got 5 for 150. So okay. That's about 30. I would imagine Terry's probably...
Well, that's exactly 30, but I thought it was more than that.
Well, I think that the way the AAV sets up, it might be a little bit more per year.
Okay.
But I would imagine Terry's going to get in the neighborhood of 31.
But he's younger than Terry. What did CeeDee Lamb get? Hold on.
He got 33.
34. AAV 34. My much younger player. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 30. You know, there's only one receiver right now older than Terry McLaurin in terms of number one, well, in terms of receivers, that gets paid more money than he does. I'm sorry, there's only one wide receiver in the league older than 30. Yeah, that's making more than he is for 30 and over, and that's Tyreek Hill. He's at $30 million. Every receiver in front of Terry is between 25 years old, which is Ja'Marr Chase, and 29 years old, which is Deebo Samuel. Deebo makes just like $500,000 more a year than Terry, $600,000 more. So the age will have something to do with the deal, but I bet you it comes in at 30 a year. I could see 124 years, something like that. I don't know what the guaranteed money would be. I don't know. 65, 70 million of it guaranteed, something like that. I wonder, I mean, I could be way off. Maybe Washington isn't willing to give him that kind of money at 30. So, you know, he's going to be playing his, you know, half his contract. Because does he turn 31 before the season starts?
Terry?
Yeah.
No. He's 29. He turns 30 in September.
So this upcoming season will be his age 30
season.
Age 30
season, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it showed him as being 30 on the spot rack list. Pay the man his money. He deserves it. He's great. He's good for the team. He's good for your, you know, everything even outside of football, he's great for. He has a chance, okay, at this point. Call it 4 years from now. And if they end up doing some damage and being in a Super Bowl or even winning one, he's got a chance to leave this organization as a player that's thought of as one of the greatest of all time. He's not that now. Sorry, people, he's not. You know, obviously we would have Art Monk and Charlie Taylor at the top of the receiver list with Gary Clark right there. All-time pass receptions. So it's got to be Monk 1, Charlie Taylor. Monk 1, Charlie Taylor 2, Gary Clark, Santana Moss. Terry 6 right now in all-time receiving yardage. And in receptions, he is 5th on the list right now. He went ahead of Cooley this year on the all-time reception list. Still behind, you know, he could catch Monk. I doubt it, though. That's 428 catches.
He's not going to do that in four or five. Maybe. Who knows? He could if he's got some big-time years. He's got to have a bunch of 100-year-plus seasons. And the most receptions he's ever had in his career was year 287. But Terry's got a chance, man. He signs his extension whenever it happens. Four more high-level productive years, you know, and he's 33 years old. He's going to probably be number two on the list behind Art Monk in receptions, and he'll probably end up being number two on the list behind Monk in yardage. All right, what else? What else did he say?
He had a couple of other things about Laremy Tunsil that we can get to. That's the only thing I have of audio, so I'm still scavenging.
All right, I want to hear what he said about Tunsil. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, you've got some more Adam Peters sound from his press conference down at the league meetings. Ben will join us at 12. Who's he talking about here?
So this is Adam Peters. This is not on the Kay Adams show. This is at the table talking about Deebo Samuels and why they decided to make the or Deebo Samuel and why they decided to make the move for him.
Obviously, I know Deebo really well. We drafted him. We were actually coached him at the Senior Bowl, so I got to know him there pretty well, too. So I know a lot about him, know what kind of competitor he is, what kind of playmaker he is. I've seen firsthand like him take over games, and it's really infectious throughout the team, too. And just a great person, great human. Like, they came in, his whole family came in when we signed him, and they're on their way to Disneyland. So they're a big old crew. They're ready to go to Orlando. But just what he can do for our team, you know, being a playmaker with the ball in his hands. He's very versatile, and he's a great teammate, you know. So he really kind of opens up our offense with when you have him and Terry at receiver, and obviously a bunch of other guys too. But being able to get a playmaker like that and understanding that it wasn't a huge cost for us made it something enticing.
That last part is 100% true. I mean, other than what they have to pay him this year, but a fifth rounder to me, low risk, high reward. He knew the player. The player, I can certainly imagine Cliff Kingsbury's head's been spinning in terms of the way he's going to use him. And the only thing that he didn't talk about was this guy's got to prove it. You know, he's got a contract year. If he wants one more contract, this has got to be a big year for him. He was asked about the Laremy Tunsil trade. Adam Peters was. He said, quote, "We really wanted to bolster the offensive line. He is, in our opinion, one of the best." And he said, you know, tackles of Tunsil's caliber rarely become available. And they, you know, subsequently jumped on that opportunity. In talking about the acquisition of Javon Kinlaw, he said he can play at any weight, but 320 would be good for how the team plans to use him inside and on the edge. His best football is in front of him, said Adam Peters about Javon Kinlaw. So a little bit of confirmation, not that that was a hard guess or a hard hunch, or, you know, it seemed kind of obvious that they plan to use him inside and on the edge. And then this, I saw Ben tweeted this out. This was from Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor on the organization's approach to contract negotiations with defensive end Trey Hendrickson. Quote, "Be patient," closed quote. I don't know if that means be patient on hopefully getting the deal that they want to trade him, a first and a third. Apparently, it would be something in that area. Or if it's be patient so that they don't get the offers they get and they say to Trey, "We gave you permission to go out and seek a trade that could be beneficial for both of us, but it would have only been beneficial for you. So we need to get a deal worked out with you so that you can stay a Cincinnati Bengal." I'm wondering if anybody asked Adam Peters if there's anything big left. Like if there, I mean, he's not going to say anything. But whether or not there's still unfinished business on the free agency slash trade market for them.
So real quickly, this is about 50 seconds, but this is him talking about why he traded draft picks to get players and the potential of getting more draft picks by the NFL draft.
How do you kind of address the way you kind of gone about this?
Well, I think, you know, you take each opportunity as they come, right? And so understanding where, you know, we were able to get really good players at really good, like, important positions, there's give and take to that, right? And so we did pick 9 players last year. I think they all made the team, right? And then we had 2 rookie free agents make the team as well. And we have 5 picks this year. We could have more, you know, depending on what happens. So we do. It's almost a full complement both years. Obviously, you do want to build through the draft. I feel that all the time. But understanding when you can get, you know, a premier corner, a premier receiver, a premier left tackle, those are things you have to really look into. And we just felt that was the best move for us.
Yeah, and I think when you can get a premier corner, a premier tackle, and, you know, a premier wide receiver using future picks, you do it also with the idea that we're really close right now. You know, not one player away, no one's saying that, but we solved the biggest problem or the biggest challenge in last year's draft. The reference to their draft last year and even the 2 undrafted free agents that made the team, this is where I think, you know, we get wrapped up in the next draft or we get wrapped up in the current offseason. But I think you always have to look back to, you know, recent drafts because not everybody comes out and has a rookie year like Jaden Daniels did. And a lot of times, these are players that need time to develop. Actually, more times than not, that's the way it works. You need more than a year. You don't come out as a second, third, fourth, or fifth round pick and light it up year one. Sometimes you don't even do that as a first round pick. So, you know, in looking back at their draft, they obviously, you know, got it right with Jaden. I'm sure they feel like they got it right with Sanra still. And, you know, there are guys like Brandon Coleman. What we did learn with the Tunsil trade, it wasn't just about Tunsil being available, which is rare and true, but it was that they obviously didn't believe in Brandon Coleman being the long-term answer at left tackle. Maybe it's right tackle. Maybe it's at guard. Who knows? But we've talked about this a little bit, and we'll, you know, we've talked about it with Ben when he's on, and he'll come up next. But I think, you know, guys like Luke McCaffrey and Johnny Newton and Jordan McGee and even a guy like Javonte John-Baptiste, who I know that they like, Ben Sinnott, these are guys that this time next year we might be saying, well, they got it right with those guys too, or they at least got it right with a couple of them. And they know what they're expecting from those players in year two. You know, you even go back to the draft before. You know, Quan Martin, obviously a starter, so they believe in him. But, you know, how do they feel about a Chris Rodriguez? They tendered him. They tendered him. All right. Ben Standing next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.